The Grand Slam winner at the awards was a U.S. dramatic feature called CODA, an acronym meaning Child of Deaf Adults. Setting a record for the Sundance Festival, the film won the Audience Award, took the top prize for directing, won for Best Ensemble Cast, which included Oscar-winning actress Marley Matlin, and finally won the Grand Jury Prize. The director, Sean Hader, was ecstatic at the end of the evening.
Oh, my God!
All right! Woo! Yeah!
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm so moved. I want to try to sign and talk at the same time, but it's hard.
Some of her collaborators conveyed their thanks to the audience by signing. One of them joked that he wasn't speechless, he was handless. In the U.S. documentary category, the film Summer of Soul looked back at a lost historical gathering, the Harlem Cultural Festival, which attracted 300,000 people the same summer as Woodstock. The film, directed by Amir Questlove Thompson, won both the Audience Award and the Grand Jury Prize. In the world cinema category, the drama Hive, about a single mother dealing with the aftermath of the war in Kosovo, won the Grand Jury Prize, the Audience Award, and a directing award for filmmaker Blurta Basholi. The Grand Jury Prize for World Documentary went to Flea, a story told in animation about a Middle Eastern refugee in Europe. The Audience Award in that program went to Writing with Fire, about female journalists in India. The awards concluded a six-day event that was conducted entirely online. The host, comedian Patton Oswalt, joked about a festival that had to adapt to a pandemic.
I really wish there was a Sundance this year, if only to watch the war between the Pfizer and Moderna suites trying to woo all the cool celebs to use their vaccine. Hey, Pfizer is 99.9% effective and comes with a Vera Wang hemp mask and a goop candle. Hey, A-listers. Come to the Moderna suite, get your vaccine, and stay for Grey Goose Jello Shots with TikTok's top influencers and guest DJ, Dr. Fauci. But let's start the show, because I have a busy evening later, because I'm, of course, hosting Slam Dance on the Wi-Fi that they'll be stealing from you.
Festival director Tabitha Jansen congratulated Sundance's staff, the filmmakers, and the audience.
So we made it. We parted on a spaceship. We looked up, we looked around, we looked at each other. The stories were told, the connections were made, and we were here together.
Sundance Festival director Tabitha Jansen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.